Nadine, you have an example of yeah, you want to share with us. Not caring, yeah, niche mates.
So I'm a certified forest therapy guide and a trainer for new guides. And back in 2016, I was the only guide in New England. And now there's got to be upwards of 50, maybe even 75 guides in New England. I have guides
Wow.
in either town on either side of me. And I, in trying to take a leadership role, would gather them at my house and
That's
just to hang
right.
out. And one of the things I always talk about really aligns with your niche mate philosophy. And because we'd always talk about being in business and being competitors, and all this would come up. And I just approached it head on, saying, like, we have a choice of being competitors or a community of competitors. We have a choice about how we're in competition. To deny that we're in competition doesn't feel authentic, but we have a choice about how. And to jump to the end of the story, my biggest competitor is one of my closest friends. We lose business to each other all the time, but we always also give each other business. And
Yes,
we have gotten
exactly.
more refined in who we serve because of
Brilliant.
each other. And I always tell new guides, like, figuring out what your niche is, or like the particular audience and people that you feel most resonant to work with, that's going to make us not bump into each other as
That's
much.
right.
So
Yes. Oh, I love that. And I would also call you a not a community of educators. A community of educators. You're educating the public about, I mean, forest therapy is just not in the mainstream yet. I mean, yeah, I've seen articles every now and then. But no, there's so much more education to be done. And who's going to educate them better than the guides themselves?
I really love that aspect. I hadn't thought about that as much.
Yeah. And
So
you can learn from each other's education processes, or each other's content, and do better education so that there's more people who are interested in forest therapy, which I mean, and the same example, a similar example, like me and my friend Tad Hargrave. A lot of you know Tad Hargrave, marketingforhippies.com. I try to mention him whenever I can. I've learned a ton from him, and he's learned a ton from me over the years. I mean, we've known each other for over a decade. And I'm grateful. In the beginning, we immediately said we do so. We serve such similar people, and back then we did even more similar things than we do now. But because of we've known each other all these years, guess what we've done? We've naturally distinguished ourselves from each other more and more. Like, oh, Tad, you take that. Okay, I'll take this. And not even like, you know, talking to each other. We just kind of like we spar with each other is the way we do it. But that makes each of us, well, that's actually the true beneficial way of looking at competition is we're supposed to make each other better by seeing, well, you know what, you're going to run that fast. Well, I'm going to try to train to run even better. But of course, now we're saying, oh, great, you're going to do that. Great. I hope you do that really, really well. And I'm going to do this instead. I'm going to do this really, really well. And we still teach for each other's audiences all the time. You know, every year we have several joint ventures where we're like, let's teach for each, you know. And so it's just a beautiful thing. I mean, we're like heart friends, you know, we're heart friends. And yet, Nadine, like you said, I sometimes see his programs and I look at the testimonials. I'm like, that's one of my clients. I'm like, oh, that's why this person hasn't been working with me for a year or two. They're over there now, which is fine. I'm really happy. I'm like, great. And I'm sure, you know, I've
I'm
had people
one of them.
come from.
I was at Tad with Tad, and I'm now here. So you're in your
So
year-long
I
ABC program.
so
So
I hope Tad doesn't see this. No, I'm kidding. No, but yeah, so it's great. It's great. You know, it's like everybody can be served by different service providers. And you know, so yeah,
yeah.
thank you. Thank you,
And
man.
that doesn't mean that the hard, ugly, competitive feelings don't
No.
pop up too, but
Yeah, that's right.
it
Sometimes
helps.
naturally humans will go, oh, well, that could have been my client or something like that. But guess what? We continue to learn and to partner as much as we can. So, yeah, thanks.